Slide to remanage the Chaf Gimel Adar Tavshin Pei Aleph Rav Motzi Pozen.
Okay. In 3 weeks today, we would have finished our first Seder night, and we'd already be in the beginning of Chag HaMatzos, middle of our Yom Tov of Pesach. Tonight we'd be having, in 3 weeks, our second Seder. Who knows, maybe we'll be in Yerushalayim, maybe we're not a second Seder tonight. Maybe we'll just be last night with our Korban. The main focus of Yom Tov of Pesach for us, since we don't have the Korban, till now, the previous years I should be talking about really, is the Matzah. No, yeah, but the Torah calls it, the Torah doesn't call it Chag HaPesach, it does as well, but the Ikar name is Chag HaMatzos. There's a big emphasis on the Matzos. The Matzos is really our main mitzvah deraisa of the night, our main focus of the night. There are other mitzvahs of the night as well, Sibisis Mitzrayim, benching, also mitzvah deraisa, every day. But Matzos is the main focus, that's the main mitzvah, the main seasonal mitzvah of the night. Now, Matzos, there's a lot to know about Matzos, it's a big sugya. I want to explain a little bit about Matzos, which Matzos to use, machine Matzah, hand Matzah, Rechaim Shel Yad, Rechaim Shel Mechonet, Ksiris Yad, Chinis Yad, there's many different types of Matzos, and a little bit of background information to explain which Matzos to have, why the Matzos are so expensive. They say the joke, those five brothers, one sold Arbaminim, one sold Shaitels, one sold Strammels, one sold Matzahs, and the fifth was Stamma Ganuf. The fifth was just a regular Ganuf. People complain about the prices of these things. The Maisa, Baruch Hashem, we have a Jewish industry which we managed to rack up the prices of everything, from food to clothes and everything in between. Baruch Hashem, and then we always have something to collect for. But Matzahs, it's interesting to know what goes into Matzahs and why the price is what it is. Relative to the amount of work and shmir that goes into it, it could be the end of the year, you'll think your matzahs are cheap. Really, they should be more expensive. Once we explain how it works, and what you're trying to achieve with your matzahs. What's the main decoder? What's the mitzvah? And what's the pinnacle point that has to be properly done in Shema? So we know the Pasuk says, the shemaratim se matzahs. You have to guard matzahs. Now, what does it mean, guard matzahs? What do you have to guard? Which part of God of it is guarding? And how do you guard the matzahs? So, a little bit of background information, seeing as that there's sometimes a bit of confusion. I was actually in the shop a couple of years ago, before Pesach, and this little old lady walked in, and she wanted to buy the small box, you know you get this, during the year it's 99% fat-free, Pesach has got a different name, the small box of matzahs, the tea matzahs. She's like, ooh, these will be good for say the night. And I thought as well, she would save a lot on her kara, if you get a silver kara that size, probably much, much cheaper. And like three little drawers, I don't know how you get the five things on the top. But then I was thinking, why not? What's the problem? It's not because I was, okay, take two. What's the problem with these matzahs? Maybe there's no problem. Maybe they're good. Why do some people have hand matzahs say the night? Which hand matzahs? What's going on? So a little bit of background information. We know from Shabbos already there's 10 malachas till you get to Bishol, Chorz, Re'ah, Kutzim, Amma, Zoya, Ber, Dosh, Losh. There's 10 stages of making food, making bread. So we know it's got to be a Shemar Zimach, you've got to guard the matzahs. So when are you guarding it and what are you guarding it from? So we all know, obviously, you're guarding it from chomets. That's fairly simple. You're guarding it from chomets. Which point can it become chomets? The Gemara says, the way Rashi learns the Gemara, that already when it's growing, it can become chomets. When it's growing on the ground, it can become chomets. On which stage? When it doesn't need to grow anymore, it's fully ripe. It doesn't need the ground anymore. It's not gaining much nourishment from the ground, even though it's still attached. From that point, it can become chomets. And from that point, you must watch out. No rain lands on it. If rain lands on it, at that point it becomes chomets. So what do? We do very simple. We cut it before that point. Hence the beautiful taste of matzahs. It's wheat, which is not ripe, which may actually influence the taste somewhat. Why do we do it? Because it can become chomets already still attached to the ground. So that's katsira, that's cutting. Harvesting, you take the wheat and you cut it. Then you go to all the melachas of grinding it. Toichen is grinding. You merakid, you sift it, you do boira, zoya, all the different melachas, until it comes to ready to use wheat. And at that point, you mix it with the water and make your matzahs. So, you must watch out to the gamchomets. From which point you must watch out? The machalikas we showed them. The others who say, from the very beginning. What do you mean the beginning? As we said, the very beginning is katsira. From the minute you say go, as soon as it can become chomets, you have to watch it. From that point, you must watch it. And from that point, to watch it means all the way through. There's no point you're allowed to let it go. The Bialacha discusses, are you allowed to send shmura flour by train, or today by plane, by ship? There's no one guarding it. You send it with FedEx all the way to Manchester. They want to make matzahs. You send the flour. So the Bialacha discusses, are you allowed to send it? There's no one watching it. If it's sealed, maybe it's okay. That's called the shmira. But it's got to be from the minute it needs shmira, it's constant. Until it's baked. Once it's baked, it's matzahs. Matzahs, you go to Tesco, they sell matzahs. How come? Okay, they're sealed as well, so we know it's always done by Eid. But really, someone had the shiny, he sent matzahs in the post. Not in the post. He sent it, I think, in his suitcase. And he got one of these letters, you know, we have inspected your luggage. So now what? There was no shmira, it was open. The answer is, you have to check, because all pass, you can't trust. It's going to be past Yisrael. But if you could tell, to be his hand, these are your matzahs, it's okay. There's no shmira. It doesn't matter. Because at that point, it can't become chometz. He wants to go brox, it's another sugya, why? But really can't become chometz. So the shmira is from the beginning until it's baked. Once it's baked, you're good to go. There's no more shmira. So that's the first shita. From katsira, the minute you cut it, it goes live. The minute it's live, you've got to be careful that nothing comes chometz in this batch of wheat from katsira. All the way on the other side, you have another shita in the Rishonim who says that no, when do you have to guard it? When it becomes matzah. When does it become matzah? From lisha. Once you knead a dough, before then was flour. There was whole wheat, and then it became a flour crushed up. It's all flour. The only time you've got to make sure that it's not chometz is lisha, when it becomes into a real existence of a matzah. So those are the two shittas. Katsira means when you cut it, and all the other extreme is lisha, when you make it into a matzah. Now, there's a third opinion. What's the third opinion? The third opinion is the Rosh. The Rosh says there's a middle stage. Where's the middle stage? The middle stage is like this. Any time where there's water around, you have to be careful. So the Rosh says, in those days, how did they grind the wheat? They used to grind it in a mill, a water mill. They had these big stones turned by water. And because there's water splashing all over the place, you must watch from Tchina. Which now we have a third stage. We have cutting, we have the middle stage of grinding, and we have kneading. The reason why I'm putting the emphasis on this is because many companies, the most classic company, probably sell quite a lot here in England, is Koimimias. They have two types of matzahs. They have Rashi matzahs and Rasham matzahs. Now, the Rashi, we know Rashi is, but it doesn't mean Rashi. And Rasham never existed. Rashi is Rechaim Shaliad, means it's ground by hand. Someone asked me, I've heard of Rashi, who's the Rasham? I told him, that's not Rashi. It's Rechaim Shaliad, it's ground by hand. And Rechaim Shalmachonit is ground by a machine. Rechaim Shalmachonit is ground by a machine. Now, what is the difference between the two? Why do you need this ground by hand? What's the mila having ground by hand? So people say tonight, very much, to have the Rashi, Rechaim Shaliad. Why? What's the vow of it? So now we're explaining, there's three shittas. There's katsira, which is the best, which is cutting. There's the middle stage, which is tchina, which is grinding. And the last stage is lisha, which is when you make it into the dough, then you guard it. So those are the three stages. Now, if you need from katsira, it needs to be cut by the cup of shmira. How does that work? Now, before you even get to that, there's a much deeper understanding of this whole thing. The shcharach is in simtov samach. The chereshoid v'kotan or a goy cannot make your matzahs. That means you have a goy or you have a child who wants to work in your matzah bakery. You tell him, sorry, you can't come in the matzah bakery. You've got to have an adult. It's got to be someone who's a Yisrael, a Bar Das, a Yid, someone of the age of Bar Mitzvah. Now, if you're telling me a goy and a cotton, a chereshoita, can't make your matzahs, why not? You're telling me I need to go on without some chometz. Do you know what? I'll stand there and I'll check very carefully. There's no chometz in the matzah bakery. Why can't my child help in the matzah bakery? Why can't a goy make matzahs for me? What's the problem? I will guard like a hawk, make sure there's no chometz here. What's the problem with a goy who are caught in making matzahs? The pshat is that when you make the matzahs, it's got to be the asiyah of making the matzahs is done with the intention it shouldn't be chometz. It's called the asiyah spi lishma. You're going to make it lishma. And since we say a goy or a child, a chereshoit as well, does not have das, they can't make your matzahs for you. If they make you matzahs, you haven't got the guarding from chomos lishma. The only way to achieve it is for Yisrael, like by sittis and tefillin and all the other things, where make done lishma. Say for Torah, it's got to be done lishma. Which means if a child or a goy does it, it doesn't work because there's no lishma. They don't have the das. So we see there's three things. You must guard it from chomos, you must guard it lishma, and not only that, but it's got to be done with an action of needing it and doing the whole malacha with this das. If you don't do it, if a cotton does it, even though you watch it. The Arshit is hold you watching is okay, I should point out. But Shulchan Aruch and Mishmur brings from Rav Poiskim, that's not good enough. You must do it yourself. So you see, the Shmira must be done by someone who's a Baradas. Which brings us to the question of Machine Matzah. What's Machine Matzah? You could say, you could argue both ways. You could say that the whole human input, the whole human, all you're doing with this machine is pressing the button, press it, done, that's it, off you go, you go to bed. All that must be done lishma. You come along, hini muchen muzuman, l'shem atz mitzvah, press the button, the machine goes, and you're good. Everything's lishma. Or do they know? The fact that cheresh of cotton can't do it, they don't have the das, so do the machine has no das. How can it be matzahs are being made, and I'm fast asleep, and it's all my lishma? Those are the two sides of the argument. How do you view a machine? Is it better or worse than a goy, or better or worse than a child? Al atzad, you need proper das all the way through, mitchilav atzoyv, as you make the matzahs, the machine wouldn't be lishma. Al atzad, no, it's got to be whatever human input is put in is done lishma. Then the machine goes on and carries on. Then it would be lishma. Most people are choishes that it's not called lishma machine, and therefore that's the reason why Seder, a lot of people try and eat hand matzah, even though it may be complicated, it's expensive, they don't enjoy it. Why? Because of this sofik, it could be it's not lishma. You have to bear in mind if it's not lishma, you're not yitzah. You might as well eat eating potatoes. There's no mitzvah at all. So you've got mitzvah raisa of matzah, and the only way to mekayim is matzah shmura lishma. You need three things. Guard from chametz, it's got to be lishma, and it's got to be done with the proper das of lishma. So that really brings us to the main sugya of mishim matzah. Now, okay, let's go back. I'm going to have hand matzah. Fine. So now, which stage do it has to be lishma from? We said there's three stages. If you say from katsira, and it's cut with a combine harvester, why am I eating hand matzah? Because I'm worried the machine is not lishma. If the machine is not lishma, it's covered with a combine harvester, what am I gaining? The katsir is not done lishma. So, the first thing to know is there's three machlokes as we explained. There's katsir, there's the tchina, there's the grinding, and then there's the lisha, making the dough. So if you have a machine, hand matzah, which is cut by a machine, and ground by a machine, at least you know why is it called hand matzah, because the lisha, the kneading and making into matzah, all that stage was done by hand. So first thing to know is, you get the third shitta of lisha lishma, the last stage. Now, there's a cheshbon like this. Well, let's explain, there's even bigger kasha here. As we said, many people pay money to get the rashi, the rechaim shaliad matzah. Rechaim shaliad is why? Because you want to have the tchina, the grinding of the kernels into flour, lishma. But why do we say there's a shitta that holds? You've got to have the tchina, the grinding lishma, because there was a water mill. Back then they had a water mill. Today there's no water mills. So I don't understand, what's this for? It's either ktsira, the harvesting, the cutting the field, or it's the lisha, making into matzah. The middle stage, what's that? There's no identity to that. It doesn't exist. Unless you've got a water mill, which we don't have. The problem, there's three questions here. Number one is, why are we choshish for it? Number two is, Mishmur brings that you should be choshish for it. You should have matzah, which is done by Rechaim Shaliad. I don't understand why. And the biggest question is, why are they selling it? What's going on? Why is there such a concept? And he brings to the Bat Yehuda and other places, came all the Dafka got ones, which were done, the grinding lishma. That's the big kasha. Now, the kasha on us is, why are we spending money to buy these matzahs if there's no maila? It's either ktsira, the harvesting, or lisha. So there's different ideas given. The good teretz, I don't think there is. There's no brilliant teretz. The best teretz I've seen, I saw the Sefer, very old Sefer, he wants to say, interesting concept. You come to the field, you want to have ktsira lishma. Many of the gdolim is a famous picture. I've seen a picture of a few of the gdolim cutting in the field, they cut the wheat lishma. That's the best. There's no shayla at all. They've got from the beginning, done by hand, by a godly Yisrael, lishma. That's beautiful. So you want to do that. You come along with your knife and you cut. Everyone will agree, that's lishma, it's beautiful. What happens if I have an electric knife? I've got an electric knife and it goes zzz by itself and I start cutting with it, so it enables me to cut more, to cut quicker, to cut better. I think everyone would agree, that's still lishma. The machine may be helping you, but you are really cutting it. It's your force, you're doing it. If you stand there like this, it won't cut. When you have machine mats, you press the button, that's it. Here, as long as pressing the button, I'll switch it on, then I'm cutting. They want to say, what's the difference if I cut my hand like this, with an electric machine, or I have a combine harvester and I cut it in my foot, press on the gas, and the machine goes, turn around. The minute I take my foot off the pedal, it stops. So I'm driving this huge knife across the field, cutting the wheat. If that's what I was right, it means all wheat cut in a combine harvester by a year to Yisrael, which is done in Shema, that would be considered yad. That would be cut by hand. Why? Because I have a machine to help me. It just makes it easier for me. But I'm guiding the machine, I'm driving the machine, and the minute I stop, the human intervention stops, the machine stops. So they want to say, therefore it's katsira. But as we said, once you have katsira lishma, you can't even send it on the train. Or at least as a sofek, if you could send it on the train, the minute there's no shmira, it's over. Therefore you must get the recham shaliad, if you want to chat this mila, and your recham shaliad makes you matzahs shmura from the minute he said go. The common harvester, we're calling it done by hand, lishma. The middle stage of grinding, it's also done lishma. It's done by hand, recham shaliad. And the final stage of lisha, the hand matters, they're done by hand. If you do that, you get recham shaliad, it's very mastaba, you've cut all the shittas. And again, it's not just shittas and rishonim. The Shulchan Aruch brings it la halacha. So this is what you should be doing. You should be getting the ketira lishma. So if you get such matter, which is ground by hand, it's cut by a combine harvester. You're hoping it's cut lishma, which usually is the case. And therefore, you get all the shittas in. And those will be the best matters to have. Say the night, yuchat. Not that anything else is not good. We don't know. Is the machine good? I don't know. Maybe yeah, maybe not. We explained there's two sides to the coin. But here, this is definitely good. Well, definitely. If you cut it by hand, that's obviously going to be the best. But there's a very shtaka svara to say that the common harvester is called biyad, is called katsiras yad, and that would be the best. Unless you can, there are people who get the katsiras yad, mamish cut by hand, that's the best mile, it's very expensive. Isn't such a industry, so it's hard to get hold of it. But if you get the recham shaliyad, the one that's ground, you know that the cut was done by a machine, which could be biyad. Could be called biyad. The grinding is done recham shaliyad, and the lisha is done by hand. Those would be the best to get. You eat all the shitters.
What's the difference if you have a hoe in your hand or you have an electric knife in your hand?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's no difference. So the common harvester will be the same thing. I'm driving with my foot instead of my hand. It would work the same. Okay, it'll be the best. But if you don't get recham shaliyad, if you get recham shalmachorna, as you said, then you lose that mila, because the ketir is done, but after it's gone, it's done by machine. So you would not retain the mile of the Xeris yet. The other point to bear in mind is, I spoke about this, I think it was last year, 2 years ago, and someone sent me a whole message that you shouldn't be telling people this because it's a chumrah and it's so expensive. So firstly, it's not such a chumrah, because Shulchan Aruch brings it, I would assume. Shulchan Aruch says that's what we should be doing, and Mishpura brings it that twice, in Tofan Gimel, Tof Samach, that's what we should be doing. And secondly, especially here in England, it's, I think it's the only place where they sell Koibias Matzah with such a small difference in price between the two types. I'm not saying you should buy Koibias Matzah, I'm just giving an example. I think people are buying a lot of that. In Eretz Yisrael, the difference is much bigger. Here's, I think, £4 or £5 difference between the Recham Shaliyad and the Recham Shalmachoyna. So for £4 or £5 a box, especially if you're buying only 3 or 4 boxes of £15, it's probably your cheapest expense for the entire Yom Tov. And therefore, you could be getting the highest form of Matzah, the most amazing way of doing the mitzvah, in the most perfect way. Now the question comes, what about the rest of Pesach? We know it's got to be, the Pesach says, Balayla Azeh, which says a few times as well, Batsim Rabbi Yechulu, by the Korban Pesach, which again is Seder night. The main mitzvah is Seder night, the night of Pesach, that's the mitzvah to have matzah. So therefore you want to get the best type of matzah you can have. The best type is Recham Shaliyad, and you're relying on the Svara that the Gitzira was done Lishmo, that will be the best. What about the rest of Pesach? 3 weeks today will be Yom Tov day. You want to have matzah for your meal, what matzah do I use then? Machine, hand, is there a difference? So really, as we said, the Chiv Darais is the first night. The Shulchan Aruch in Tofayin Zayin, that after the first night, you don't need to eat matzah anymore. You've got a Chiv Sudah to wash, but you don't need to eat matzah, l'shei matzah. The mitzvah is only the first night. However, there's a few things going on here. Firstly, there's a gon. Mishpura brings a gon in Tofayin Zayin, who says, the gon says, there's a mitzvah on every bite of matzah of Yom Tov, famous gon. Mishpura brings it by Sukkah as well. Every bite of matzah is a mitzvah. The others want to say, to be kaim this gon, it's only on lishma matzah. Because if not lishma matzah, it may not be chometz, but it has no mile of matzah. It's flour and water put together. It hasn't got a shame amount of not on lishma. So to have this gon, you would have to have that. But much more important, Mishpura brings from Chok Yaakov and many Achorinim, who says that even though you only need to have lishma matzah on Seder night, the rest of Pesach you do what you like. He says, however, you throw kodesh in him. It's all Kodesh, we always want to do the best. V'nogu, the minig is to have matzah, which is gone to lishma. He says, mishas lisha, which is all hand matzah. U'lechol hapachos mishas, sorry, shas tchina u'lechol hapachos mishas lisha. Means tchina, or at least lisha. The best is tchina, and if not, Elisha. Mishmaras says, that's the minik. The minik's eat matzah like that, the whole Pesach. Now, machine, we said we don't know, it's two sides of the coin. But if a person eats hand, he would definitely chab this smiley circulation maybe. And if you're anyway eating hand, you might as well get the Rechaim Sheliad, and you chab as well, there could be the Katsiris done Lishma. So you have Rechaim Sheliad the whole Pesach, you chab this as well. So again, there's no chiv, chiv is only the first night. But it could be, you gain many mitzvahs on every munch and chop over chomp over your yontav. Every time you bite in this matzah, you get a mitzvah. It seems like a great investment all the way through matzah, all the way through Pesach. Every matzah you have, you get a mitzvah according to these shittas. So that's basically the aside of hand versus machine and hand, the two types of hand, the Recham Shel Yad and Recham Shel Mechoina, the mile of it on Seder night, the mile of it during the rest of Pesach. Seder night says a chiv, and there's three machlokes. And if you get the tchina, which doesn't really make sense, because of the water, there's no water today, you get as well the mile of katsiras yad of having it done lishma from the very beginning, and you gain that mile as well. And we said as well, the rest of Pesach is no chiv, but if you do have matzah, the higher level you go, the more you mechanize the sol kodeshim, this minig comes from the chogyag, comes from the uli achronim, to have this minig, the rest of Pesach, as well, to only have matzah, which is done lishma. Okay, so that's the basic outline of the two types of matzah. Now, I'm not discussing the chometz aspect. The others want to say that the one is better than the other for chometz reasons. There's different things going on in the machine, different things going on in hand. Now, those who are for or against a machine in hand, I don't want to get too political here. Someone sent me a good line, but it doesn't mean anything, it's just a good line. He said to me, every year the machine advertises that they're getting, this year is better than last year. We have so many more chumras and miles over last year. He said, you know, I'm going to wait till they stop saying that and then I'm going to buy. Because I don't know, last year it wasn't good. When they say there's no more miles, that's it, we're done. Then I know they've reached the limit. But the idea behind this anecdote is that the better you're getting, obviously there's room to improve. Whereas the argument for hand is that it could be a machine's better, I don't know. One thing I do know, it hasn't changed. We've been doing this for thousands of years. It may be quicker and better, but it's basically the same setup. Whereas machine is a whole new innovation, and maybe it's better, maybe it's worse, I don't know. Again, like Lishma, there's the Sophic element to it. Some will argue it's better, some will argue it's worse. Just to iron out, though, there is a big misconception that people sometimes get confused. There are those people who say they have a minik to have a machine. How is it shaykh to have a minik? Machine's not that old. How does it work? The answer is, it was about 100 years ago, mainly in Eretz Yisrael, where he became very lax making matzah. To the point, the Chaznish writes that when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he was in a matzah bakery and he made the dough. And he was getting very excited about doing matzahs. And then everyone packs up and they leave. Where are you going? No, we're tired, it's been a long day. We're going to leave it, we're going to come back tomorrow and make our matzahs tomorrow. Which means they were leaving the dough overnight. It was at that point that many Gdolim got together and said that they should not. People should only use machine. Why machine? Back then, machine doesn't mean electric machine. It means there was rollers. It was all done with a whole contraption, but it wasn't an electric machine. So you zikha had lishma there, just it was done with rollers and different types of machinery contraptions to try and make it go quicker. Because he said if it goes quicker, people won't get exhausted, they'll be happy to work on it longer, it'll be easier. And then they start the fact that people should only have these machine ones. Many people understood from that the meaning is to have a machine. Now obviously, once it changed, they expect everyone to go back. Like the Chaznish, who was one of the people who made the Tzakana, did. They bring that from Shlomo Zalman as well, that at the time when he first came to Eretz Yisrael as well, when at the beginning when he was young, then he used to only have these ones done by machine, but when the hand picked up and got better, then he went back to hand. So to say there's a minik to have a machine is very questionable how much standing that minik really has. Is it really a minik, or is it because they were doing it, because at the time they needed to make it a takana, because things were getting out of hand. Machine is all people have the problem with the time. Okay, the machines are getting better and better. The new machines, I should point out, which I don't think they use this year. This year there was a problem. Next year, hopefully, get back to it. The new machines, they have a button which you hold down the whole time. You have a button, it's a remote control. It's not attached to anything. And you have the button. What they do is they press the button. The guy sellotapes his finger to the button, hold it down. He doesn't have to keep it pressing. And his finger is constantly holding the button down. What's the milo? The milo is constantly lishma. It's not just I press the button and off I go, I've gone to sleep. Or the guy presses the button and the next day he's nifta and the matzah is being made all for his lishma yesterday. Rather, it's a constant, active lishma. It's live the whole time. I'm holding my finger on the button and he has to sit there for 3 hours saying lishay matzah mitzvah. Now, the others who say that really you're just building the connection between the two wires and it's all running, you're not doing anything. You may be holding your button down. But by the knife or the combine harvester, you're pressing, you stop, you turn around, you press again. There's much more human input. Here, you're just holding your finger down, which we said they hold it down with pressure. And therefore, it's me, it's questionable whether that is a milo or not. Some people dafka go for it, some people say there's no milo in it. But that's another kinach in the mitzvah of having lishma, to have these matzahs which are constantly being pressed. So maybe if someone is using machine, you get these, it's another milo. Whether it's good or not, better or worse, we don't know. It's all going to be sveikas. But there could be there's a milo in this, there's more lishma. Just to end off with a very nice idea I heard about matzah. We all know that they say alpi kabbalah, alpi drush, alpi soid, that the chometz, all risen food, represents the Yetzirah, and on Pesach we want to get rid of the Yetzirah, we want to be only matzah, we want to be chometz free, we want to get Yetzirah out of our lives. So the question is, what does this mean on a very basic level? Why do we associate chometz with the Yetzirah? What's the connection, what's the shaykhus? And I heard a very, very basic pshat, without getting too carried away, and l'chore, that's the most posh basic answer. When you have a dough, you make a dough, and it sits on the side, you see, okay, still the top of the container, it's a nice dough, you come back a few hours later, and it's risen all the way up, nice, even bigger, big fluffy dough, and you take it, you roll out your challis, you roll out your bread, all that's risen, what happened? Where did this come from? The answer is all just air. Air came in, it sucked in the air, and it absorbed it, and it slowly rose, and it grew higher and higher. But really, there's nothing there, it's just air. The reason why Chazal associated the Yitzhara with Chometz is because the Yitzhara does the same thing. He gives us imagination as, wow, look at this, it's so big. But once you burst the bubble, you realize it's just air, there's nothing to it. You push it back down, you take this dough and punch it back down, it goes all the way back, deflates. So too, most things, all things the Yitzhara tells us to do, he tells us, look how exciting, look how good this is going to be. And it's all dimming and dimming and dimming, you get so excited and so involved. Wow, so impressive. But really, it's all just air, there's nothing there. It's just grown out of nothing. There's no substance, it's just grown from air. I was actually talking to someone a few weeks ago, he was giving me a lift in his Audi, and I said to him, you know, he bought his Audi new. He said, no, he bought a brand new. No, it wasn't him. He bought a brand new. I said, wow, what's it like to buy a brand new Audi? He said, yeah, it was very good schmeck. It was, you know, not most, especially Eden, I'm not buying brand new cars. He bought it a few weeks later, and he got it half the price. This was brand new, he drove it out of the showroom. So I said to him, wow, this is very exciting. How long did it take you till he got fed up? How long was it that the excitement remained? He said, a week later, he was already going through magazines, looking maybe he should get himself an update, a different car. A week. Which means it's very exciting. It already tells you, wow, this is it. Once you get this, you're done, you're sorted. It's all over. The Yitzhara takes the same idea as the Chomas. It makes it rise, it makes it inflation, it makes it look like, wow, this is so exciting. But really, you punch it back down, there's nothing there. And on Pesach, we work on this dafka because it's the beginning when we came up Mitzrayim, we want to grow. And the first thing to know is that every time you pulled and pulled and pulled, which happens to a regular person, hundreds, maybe thousands of times a day, the Yitzhara says, this, that, the other. To know it's all just dimyon, it's all just Chomas, it's all inflation, it's all just air. And once you punch it back down, and you look at the raw fibers, what it is, you realize it's not that exciting, there isn't that much there. And the dimyon may last a week, but after that, you come to the realization that it's Chomas, and it looks exciting. That's why in the base of Mikdash, there's no carbon, besides Shavuos, which is a different cheshbon, no carbon of Chomas. There's no chomets in the base of Mikdash. Why? Because the base of Mikdash was called Kuli Kedusha. The only thing you put on the carbon, alcohol, kumrenach, atakiv melach. Why? Because salt has no taste. What's salt? Salt doesn't taste. You put on fish, tastes of fish. Put on chicken, tastes of chicken. It brings out what's there. So salt's much more real. Salt may hurt. You put it on a wound, it sometimes is painful, but it's real. It brings out what's really there. It doesn't give dimming in imagination. Chomets is just dimming in imagination, and that's why on Pesach we try and get rid of it. Which is Zeichet to this year, it will be the base of Mikdash with our carbon Pesach.